Welcome to this edition of Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. In this weekly show, you'll catch two fund managers who'll share their views on a selection of listed companies both here and overseas. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be notified of new episodes each week. And don't forget that all the views expressed are general in nature and you should seek your own advice before making any decisions of your own. That's all from me. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest edition of Buy, Hold, Sell.
Hello and welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. My name is Chris Conway and today we're focusing on the hottest commodity in the Australian market right now, uranium. To do that, we're joined by two small resources specialists, Rick Squire from Acorn Capital and John Forward from Lowell Resources. Gents, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Chris.
Rick, I'll start with you. Uranium prices, they have cooled a little bit recently after a cracking run. Where are we in the cycle?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. We saw uranium end last year on a 15-year high and in terms of the spot price. It then ran hard in January, but it's pulled back a little bit since then. And that's sort of cooled down some of the investors' appetite for it. But what we're seeing at the same time is the term price for the longer term price for uranium has continued to edge up, and that's the thing that gives us the most comfort because that's the one that ultimately is going to drive the revenue for these companies, not the spot price today. So it's something that certainly at Acorn we remain quite positive on, that the fundamentals remain quite positive.
John, what about you? Bullish or bearish and why?
Yeah, look, I think bullish for the reason that Rick mentioned. I'm hearing that term contract prices is around the US 80 bucks a pound, yep, a mark now, and that's a very healthy price. But the spot price could well shoot way over that, and could go past back over 100, 120. So I think if the spot price does that, we'll really see some action in the equities.
John, I'll stick with you. When it comes to exposure, do you prefer local or offshore, and why?
We have a mix in the fund. So we've got ASX listed with projects in places like West Africa, and we've got TSX listed with projects in the famed Athabasca Basin. So we're pretty agnostic. Just go where the best projects are and the best management.
All right, gotcha. Rick, anything to add on that front, local or offshore?
Yeah, we certainly look at both. And if you look at the size of the two markets, the TSX is quite a bit bigger than Australia, but that's because it's really dominated by two big companies in Cameco and NexGen. Mm-hmm. So but the reason they're so big is the Athabasca Basin is a geological freak, and it's a great place to be, not just as a producer but also an explorer. So that's why it's important, to be looking at both exchanges.
Yep. Rick, I'll stay with you. Risks. What do people need to be aware of when they're diving into the uranium opportunity?
Yeah, for uranium, when we think about it, it's important to think about the scale of the operation. A lot of these smaller operations, I think they're going to really struggle in terms of the cost base and be substantially delivering into these contracts. And also be aware of some of the technical risks around them. So again, you go look at the lithium, the challenges with some of those funkier lithium projects, they've really struggled recently. But the same thing in uranium, that there's some of these more funky deposits out there. Just be mindful that it might be good in a bull market, but it may not survive the other side of the cycle.
John, anything to add there? Any red flags that you look for?
Look, obviously the permitting. You just look at Australia and various states do allow uranium mining, and some states allow exploration but not mining. So you really got to be cognizant of that. And then I think, it is an opaque market, the uranium. There's numerous stages to get from yellow cake through to nuclear fuel rods. Right. And knowing, where the shortfalls are, the deficits, and where the surpluses are in that supply chain can be tricky.
John, I'll stay with you. The rally in prices that you've both spoken about has dragged up the share prices of just about every uranium-facing company. Is there one that you've identified as maybe it's run a little too hard and you'd probably be selling now?
Look, I think if you go back to the previous pre-Fukushima uranium boom in the 2000s, what happened then was that the big boys ran hard in the early period over say the 5-year period, and then the juniors didn't do much for the first few years, and then they took off in terms of going past the big boys in terms of market appreciation in percentage terms. Yep. So I think that's sort of happened a bit this time around as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Rick mentioned, you know, the big companies, Cameco. I would say that they perhaps have run pretty hard. They're trading on a 30 plus PE multiple today. That's one that I'd be maybe trading out of and looking to get into, you know, the smaller companies that haven't had the appreciation yet.
Great. Rick, one that you think maybe is a little bit overpriced, has run too hard?
Yeah, probably for us, it's Deep Yellow. It's, you know, it's done a great job in terms of positioning the company and messaging to the market in terms of the, you know, the growth potential on it. And they've raised, done a recent raise, which has positioned them well to getting into production. But I think there's probably a little bit too much sort of built in for their WA project in terms of the value on that and the technical challenges around it and also the time frame to bring it on. So you know, not that it's a bad stock, I just think that it's overrun its value.
Let's talk stocks that you do like. Rick, I'll stay with you. What are two names that you've been buying or would be buying here?
Yeah, I agree with John that you know, that you've seen there's that cycle down out of the bigger companies into the smaller ones. So a much smaller one we like is Orpheus. It's ORP. It's a small company. They've just picked up some really interesting ground. It's a, you know, it's a tiny market cap, but it's something that we think will you know, show some really, really strong upside. So
just a quick follow up there, mate. Sorry to interrupt. I know you're a geologist by trade. So is it, when you look at it, is you look at the ore body? Is that what is enticing about it for you as you look at that opportunity?
Yeah, that's right. It's the it's really the exploration potential, and you know, they've picked up some new ground. It's in areas that are not traditionally that well known for, you know, certainly development assets, but that's one that you know, we quite like in terms of the exploration potential.
And Rick, the second name that you like at the moment?
I'm going to throw in something a little bit spicy in terms of Peninsula. It's been a unloved one. They had to raise additional capital, and it's really struggled in terms of that run up. But now that they've got a line of sight on that funding, they've still got to get some bank or government funding to get them across the line. But they've got a US asset. And if they do that, that's one that has the potential for a re-rate. Now, there are some technical risks around that because while it's a mine that has operated in the past, they're using a different processing method this time. But it's all conventional method, so a little bit spicy. But one, if it does go well, it should be quite spectacular.
That's all right. Our viewers like spicy, mate, so it should be all good. John, have you got anything spicier?
Look, I've got a couple of exotic ones, if
yep.
you like.
Sure.
The first one is a listed entity listed on the TSXV. Active in the Northern Athabasca Basin. It's a company called Aero, A-E-R-O, Energy. Mm-hmm. And it's got ground near the very appropriately named Uranium City.
Right.
On the northern edge of Athabasca, which is a bit of a forgotten area, but certainly got some very high grades, you know, percent plus grades at surface, and some really interesting geophysical anomalies, which is important because a lot of Canada is covered by lakes and water, so you don't actually get outcrop. So having geophysical anomalies, particularly in Athabasca Basin style uranium, is a very important target to chase. The other one is one that we've put a bit of seed equity in, but it's an upcoming IPO on the ASX, right. And that's called Piche, P-I-C-H-E, Piche Resources. And they're active in Peru, which is not a well-known uranium destination, but there's definitely some really interesting and extensive uranium mineralization that they've got licensed there. So we're pretty excited about what could be an emerging new uranium province in Peru.
Wow, some fantastic opportunities, gents. Thank you. Well, that's all we have time for today. If you enjoyed that uranium special of Buy, Hold, Sell, make sure to give it a like, and don't forget to follow our YouTube channel because we're adding lots of great content every single week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis and insights. Register for free online at livewiremarkets.com and you'll discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.